This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Musa alayhi salam was mentioned in the Quran over 130 times. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam was mentioned only four. Musa's story, alayhi salam, stories were mentioned in the Quran over 130 times, from the moment he was born to when he grew up and started spreading the da'wah, when he killed a man by mistake, when he fled out of his country, and the famous story, which is today's story, is when he took Bani Israel and they were running away from Fir'aun and his soldiers. Now I want you to imagine and live this moment. Musa alayhi salam had a few people with him, and these people were prosecuted by Fir'aun, tortured, and then they had an opportunity to run away from him. So now that is the time. They're away running, and then all of a sudden they reached a point, and again imagine, they reached a point, Musa alayhi salam with his people, the ocean is in front of them, the Red Sea, and behind them, Fir'aun and his soldiers. And you could imagine Fir'aun's soldiers, yani a huge, huge army. So these people looked at Fir'aun's army, and what did they say? Inna lamudrakun. They told Musa alayhi salam, we are done, we are overtaken, we are doomed, we're finished. Logically, the ocean is in front of you, the adu, the enemy is behind you. Where are you going to go? You're done. But what did the righteous man, what did this prophet from Ulul Azm, from the best prophets ever, what did he say? Kalla. No, we're not doomed. We're not overtaken. Kalla. Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen. Allah is with me and He will guide me. Wallahi, I'm going to pause here 1 second. For everybody who's going through any kind of hardship, I want you to remember, Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen. Remember that Allah is with you. Allah is aware of what you're going through. Whatever that is, it could not get as tough and as bad as the case of Fir'aun, as the case of Musa alayhi salam. When we remember Allah, when things are at ease, Allah will remember us when we are in the hardship. What happened, ya akhwan? Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen fa'awhayna. Like we mentioned before, this fa in the Arabic language is called fa al-fawriya. The instant fa, instantly, Allah is with me. Not like he was the same thing like the people. What are we going to do now, which happens to all of us, when we are in hardship, we lose our iman. We lose our sabr. Musa alayhi salam, inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen fa'awhayna. Instantly, we inspire to him, we reveal to him, hit the ocean with your staff, with your stick. Now, Musa alayhi salam, that same stick that he told Allah, أَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَىٰ. I use it for so many things, right? He did not say, إِنَّ مَعْيَ عَصَايِ, I have my stick with me. No, the stick is just a tool. And here we learn from this point that do something. Allah will solve the problem. Allah will take care of this hardship. But you have to do something. You want to tell me that stick opened the ocean? If I go to the ocean now with 500 sticks and I keep hitting till the day of judgment, nothing's going to open. Allah is telling Musa alayhi salam, do something, just like he told Maryam alayhi salam, a woman having a baby, which is her weakest status ever. The woman is in the weakest state is when she's delivering. When she's delivering, I am hungry, shake the tree. How could you shake a tree? And especially from the trunk, it's impossible. Do something. Do not say and give up, khalas, I'm done, everything is closed. No, do something. What happened, ya akhwan? The ocean split. Imam al-Tabari, they call him Sayyid al-Mufassirin, the best of Mufassirin. He said it's split into 12 roads. And each katawd, each side is like a mountain. Like a mountain. Huh? And everybody was going through being saved. And subhanAllah, what do you expect the bottom of the ocean to be? Extremely wet. Not wet, extremely, the wettest ever. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it yabasa. Allahu Akbar, completely dry. And they walked in just like I'm walking here now. They walked in and they were saved. And then Fir'aun, the one who said, I am the king of Egypt, and look at the anhar, look at all this water, all these rivers running beneath me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the same thing he was boasting about, he made it drown with. He was, look at the water walking, moving under me. He drowned with the water being on top of him. Now, that day when this took place is not tomorrow, next Friday. Literally, the anniversary of that event is not tomorrow. Today is the 2nd of Muharram, and Friday will be the 10th. And this is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he moved to Medina, and he asked why people are fasting on this day. They said, this is the day why the Yahud were fasting. This is the day that Musa alayhi salam was saved. He said, we are more deserving than them with Musa. So he fasted on the day of Ashura, which is next Friday. And he said, if Allah kept me alive till the next year, I'm going to do something different than the Yahud. I'm going to fast with it the 9th and the 10th. This is the month of Muharram. Started yesterday and today is the 2nd. This is one of the 4 sacred months. Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram and Rajab separately. The actions, the deeds in this month are so blessed. And the sins, like some of the scholars said, are multiplied in the months of the sacred months. And according to Imam al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, he said among the 4 months, the best of them is Muharram. It is the Allah from his hikmah, the year starts with a sacred month and it ends with a sacred month. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith in Sahih Muslim, the best of salat is salat al-qiyam. The best salat after the fard salat is the salat of tahajjud. And the best fasting after the fasting of Ramadan is the fasting of the month of Muharram. So we are in the best days to fast after the fard. Now, Sheikh, 100 degrees, Maghrib at 8:30. I know. I tried it today. Wallahi, I tried it. Muharram start, let's start fasting. Wallahi, when you make the intention, Allah will make it easy for you. Wallahi, I promise you. The number one. Number two, al-ajr ala qadr al-mashaqqa. The more you suffer performing ibadah, the more you will be rewarded. I'm not looking for the suffering. I want to apply the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it happened that Muharram this year is in the middle of July. In the middle of August, the hottest days of the year, plus what's going on in the world. So do your best to fast as much as you can in this blessed month. But if you have a hard time fasting, make sure you fast this coming Thursday and Friday, inshallah ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whosoever fasts on the 10th, all the sins of the previous year are all forgiven. May Allah forgive all our sins. May Allah give us the ability to fast as much as we can and to do as many good deeds as possible. Make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we'll see you at Fajr tomorrow at 5:45. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.